I would like to, what might seem as contradict, two ideas that we often attempt to promote. And I think that the contradiction is telling, but very relevant to the uniqueness of the time in which we find ourselves right now. Pashtus is that we tend to play down, based on a mesoira of the last two, maybe three generations, the emphasis on fear. Fear is a very scary thing. How did Teddy Roosevelt say, there's nothing to fear except fear itself? I'm not sure he was right, but fear itself is something that many people are afraid of. And it paralyzes, it overpowers, it's a scary thing. We always quote what the Ramban says, Ki imcho aslicho leman tivore, that it's because Hashem is forgiving that we can even allow ourselves, we bring ourselves to be afraid, because if we didn't know his forgivingness, we'd be overwhelmed and overpowered and paralyzed and be afraid to even consider any type of fear. But for most people today, fear is a little bit overwhelming and causes oftentimes problems. That's one principle which I'd like to question. Second principle is we've been rogil to learn, to hear, to internalize the message that was repeated throughout Tehillim and so many other places that David HaMelech says, "Vani b'chastecho botachti, yogei libi b'shuasecho, shiro l'Hashem ki gomol olai." I trust in the chesed Hashem. When I recognize the extent of Hashem's chesed, it's to that degree that I develop my bitochen. I'm rejoicing now in that bitochen because I'm trusting Hashem is going to help me. And a person who wishes to develop this state of trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu focuses and emphasizes and pays attention to the chesed Hashem, the rachamim of Hashem, and that helps him to be able to, he's such a Baal Chesed, he's such a Baal Rachamim, he's mative even beyond what people deserve, and is marich af l'rishoyim, and memela, that allows us to put our trust in him. And that basically is the Rabbeinu Yoina says, I've quoted it before, that there's even a mitzvah saseh, he says, you're not allowed to be afraid of this army and the weapons and the power that the army has. He says the mitzvah is Shem Yireh Odom Ki Tzora Kroivo Ti Yeshua Hashem Kroivo Bilvovoi VeYiftach Oleho. As the pasuk says, Ach Korov Lirei of Yisho, the Korov of the Yeshua is Korov, and you shouldn't be afraid of people. Mi'at Vatiri Me'enu Shomus, man dies, there's nothing to be afraid of, and it's an avoidah in looking at the imminent danger and trying to strengthen myself that Yeshua Hashem Kroivo. He says you should. That Hashem, he can help. Hashem does chesed, Hashem this. And I put my trust in him. Yet it seems that when it comes to the Yomim Noroim, and maybe even in other situations that we can find similar emotions, that the emotional experience is a little bit different. The Rambam here says in the Pirush HaMishnayos in Rosh Hashanah, where he explains why we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah, even though it's a Yontif, it's a Chag, and it has all the Gemara, it's a Maimer in the Gemara. So he says like this, Lefi Shaloi Hoyu Koirin Hallel Loi B'Rosh Hashanah V'Loi B'Yom HaKippurim Lefi Sheheim Yemei Avoido. The days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are days of Avoido, Avoido Hashem, Hachno, humbling oneself in front of Hashem, upachad umoiro, fear and trepidation, me Hashem, from Hashem, the yiro mimenu, and fear from him. I guess these are different levels and different expressions of fear. Umivrach umonois elov, and running away, so overwhelmed by fear of Hashem that I run away from him, and I take refuge in him. Umonois, and I take refuge in him. Utshuvo, and tshuva, v'tachanunim, and begging Hashem, ubakoshes kaporo, v'slicho, and kaposhes kaporo, and slicho, asking for atonement and for slicho. Uvechol elu ho'enyonim, einoi hogun haschoik v'hasimcho. It's not appropriate when we're supposed to achieve these emotions in a time when these emotions are supposed to be the way we feel, then schoik, that's like a certain lightness of mood and taking things lightly, whatever that means, and simcha are not the appropriate emotions. Now it seems schoik and simcha maybe, but Hallel would seem to me that would be the most appropriate. If one of the goals, and I don't know about the goals, all of the goals, but if one of the goals, and especially the pachad u'moira me'ashem, the yira mimenu, u'mivrach u'monois, I get myself so worked up with pachad, with fear, that I run, I have no place to run but to Hashem, like the moshel that they give, like a father whose the son is afraid his father is going to hit him and he has no place to turn. He's standing there ready to hit him and he just runs into the embrace of his father. That's like the only place to go. That's the only eitzah that I have. There is nothing else. There is nowhere else. And that emotion sort of flows naturally from the overwhelming fear that he has, based on that which is deeply and rooted in him, that he has this love and he has this relationship and so forth. If that's the goal, I would have thought that Hallel is extremely appropriate. What is Hallel? Hallel is an expression of the appreciation of all of the chesed of Hashem. Mo ashiv la Hashem kol tagmalohi oloi. Hoidu la Hashem ki toiv ki la oilom chastoi. That's what it is. That's Hallel is the ultimate sense of recognizing Hashem's hashkocha in the world, recognizing his chesed, realizing everything he's done to me. In fact, I think the Marshal points out on that Gemara that there's nothing wrong with the Hallel of Shira or the Hallel reciting even what the Malochim say, like V'afanei V'chayas HaKodesh or the other Nusach there, because that's like a Sipur Dvorim B'Alma. That's just reciting about what happened. That's okay. But saying Hallel, but appreciating, expressing the thanks to Hashem and the appreciation and the deepened hakorah of Hashem's ches, fakert. If we're talking about monos, we're talking about one of the goals being to run into his embrace, to take refuge in Hashem, to turn to him and say, I'm so afraid that I have no place to go except to the Rabbeinu Shalom, except to connect with him, except to embrace with him, except to feel that place of refuge, which is my relationship, my closeness with you, then Hallel should be a vehicle that could certainly help in that process and not to be considered something that's choik and simcha, which will share the process that's supposed to take place in the Yira and its ensuing results on this day. And I guess it seems that this mood of Yira is supposed to be so focused that it's like it's total and complete. There isn't even a way out by appreciating the Chesed Hashem. That too would leave me a way out. Oh, I'm afraid of Hashem, but I know his chesed. He's so good. He's so kind. He loves me so much. Look what he's done for me in the past. Hoidu l'Hashem ki toiv, mo ashiv l'Hashem kol tag melohi oloi. That too would deaden this overwhelming fear. So we're talking about a fear that's almost paralyzing. We don't want to let anything happen, anything enter, which would bring it to the bitochoin, even though the goal of the fear is mivrach umonois elov. What's the pshat? And it seems that there's two types of fear. There's many types of fear, but there's two types of fear. There's a fear where I fear the army. Don't be afraid. How does one undermine that fear? Focus on the Chesed Hashem. Focus on the powers that Hashem has. Focus on everything, and that's going to help you. But the reality is there are options. Because when I fear a milchoma, as we've seen, there are people whose response to that is, let's fight. Let's get the Iron Dome. Let's come up with some additional weapons. Let's train some more expert soldiers. Let's dig some deeper, ditches, wherever they hide, foxholes. Let's hide. There's things to be done. In everything that fear in life, that fear is not completely and totally paralyzing by dint of the fact that there are things that I could do. And we tend to think, and if there's nothing I could, if it isn't about outside things, that myself, I'm powerful, I'm strong, I can do this, I can do that, I'll run here, I'll do that. When we stand in front of Hashem in Din, there's nothing. The focus is not there's an enemy and there's a teva and there's places to hide and there's options and there's possibilities. And of course, I'll turn to Hashem. And when there's possibilities, the turning to Hashem isn't as imperative. It isn't as absolute. It isn't as complete. It isn't as compelled. But when I stand before Hashem on the Yom Noiroim, and it's there's nothing. There's nothing. It's not about an army. It's not about a danger. It's not about a parnosa. It's not about a refu. It's not about a yeshua. It's about a din from the Borei Olam. It's total and completely that focus on He is judging me. He is judging us. And when I'm completely overwhelmed, and there's nothing even to mitigate that overwhelming feeling, nothing, not even the focus on the Chesed Hashem to that extent to say, Kol Tagvel, look, He's done so much for me, Mo Oshiv L'Hashem, and He'll continue to do it, and Had Heino Azarunu Rachamecho, Nishmas, you are allowed to say, but whatever, but this kind of a feeling. There's nothing. It's only that fear of Hashem. There is no aids. It's totally complete. That matzav catapults us into that sense of monusei love. Then we have no place to turn. There's no hint. There's no danger. There's nobody saying, never mind, I got the situation under control. There's no alternative. There's no eights. There's no havamina buried in the back of my mind. Maybe I'll do this. And if this happens, then I'll do this. And if that happens, I'll do something else. There's nothing. Completely, we're bereft of any eights. Oivad eights. There's no eights. What can we do? Only to run to the Beinish land. And I think that's the mood. The mood is one that we're supposed to feel that there's nothing we can do. There's nothing we can do. It's all about relying on the Rabbeinu Shalalem. Of course, there's tshuva, and he continues. There's tshuva, and there's kapora, and all of these things. But this is all him. It's all coming back to him. It's not an eitzah. I don't do tshuva by finding another weapon that might help me, a new invention that might make the situation more accomplishable. There's nothing. It's all about and when we feel that total sense, so on the one hand, this yira, which we have to be so careful about that can sometimes overwhelm us, when that yira is totally and completely focused between me and the Rabbeinu Shalalem, he's judging the world, and that's all there is, and there's no other eitz except him, that to the contrary, rather than to paralyze me and to destroy me, it catapults me into his embrace. It forces me to turn to him because there is nothing else. There's no other show in town. There's no other Eitzah. And that can have a tremendous power. That's the famous story that I'm sure everyone's familiar with, where the few days before the Briskarov passed away on Erev Yom Kippur, so Rav Shach came to visit him. And he saw that the Rav was very, very fearful. He was very sick, that's true. And he actually passed away a few days later. But it was out of character. He was a tremendous Baal Bitochen. He worked on the Bitochen, and he lived that Bitochen, and he learned Musar on the Bitochen, and the Chinuch HaMusar and Bitochen, so many stories that we've heard. And he couldn't understand. So the Rav told him this, Pirush HaMishnayos. And he says, I'm trying to reach the ultimate Bitochen. And the way that you reach that, is by the fear. The fear of the Yom HaDin has a power that is not only is it not paralyzing, it's energizing, it's invigorating, it can transform my whole focus into, it's only the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And when I become so desperate in that fear, I have no place to turn except to him. And of course we know when I turn to him, and that certainly we know that the Mishnah Brewer brings that Erev Rosh Hashanah, Megalchin u'mistaprin, to show that we're betuchim badin. It seems that the schus of a person who shows that he's betuach badin, who begins to feel in reality that betuach badin, that's a schus that weighs over the din, like it says in the Posuk, Hinei Ein Hashem El Yireov, Kama, the Chofetz Chaim says, Lam Yachalim Lechastei, Lam Yachalim Lechastei, are also Zeich Elahatzim Mobis Nafshom Elachayosom Barov. But just permit me one more thing. If you look at the Rabbeinu Yoino, at the end of the first Perek in Brochus, so the Rabbeinu Yoino seems to say that this emotion can apply even not during the Yom Noiroim. Maybe a little bit much for us, but something to keep in mind, because he says that the inyan, he says it on the Gemara at the end of the first perek, where the Gemara says Hashem Hashem Zoykif Kefufim, where we bow down and say Boruch Atah and straighten up when we say the pasuk Hashem Zoykif Kefufim. So he explains here. He says that Vahatam Liyos Kareya BeBoruch VeLizkof BeShem Mipnei SheBeShosh Kareya Mare HaPachad VaHayira SheYesh Milafonov. When he bows down, he's standing in front of the Mekoyer Abrochus, and he's in fear. Why? The fear is Shema Goram Achet. The fear when I stand in front of Hashem is not the milchoma, is not the danger, is not the sickness, is not the parnosa. It's the I'm standing in front of Hashem, the Mekoyer Abrochus, and maybe I don't deserve His brocha. And then I straighten up. He says, Ukeshezoikif mare habitochon sheyesh loiboy becholin yonov. I show the bitochon that I have. Sheyetiv elo v'zetoli v'zet shemi sheyirme Hashem yisporach hu boy teach boy. Because one who truly fears, it's one is totally in the other, one who truly can muster fear of Hashem, and only Hashem, and sees that there is nothing else, there's no other show in town, there's nothing to be afraid of, it doesn't exist, because it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, such a person, that he will have the true bitochen, sheyira me'Hashem yisparach hu batuach batech bo, and then he says at the end, the Pasuk in Mishlei. In Yiras Hashem lies the ultimate strength of Bitochin. That Mivtach Ois comes from that Yiras Hashem. So it would seem that maybe, it's a little dangerous to think about, but maybe after an experiencing of the Monois Elov that we have potential to experience in the Yemei HaDin, that maybe as we say Shemoneh Esrei on a regular basis, we could at least rejuvenate somewhat that focus that when it's all the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, then the fear can be the greatest source of bitochen, because the outside influences and the outside possibilities and all the apparently seemingly natural forces become irrelevant, and it's only about me and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, it's only about the Yom HaDin, it's only about the Shema Goram Achet that has the ability to force a person, Beyiras Hashem, Mivtach Oizen. If we can achieve that, then not only have we achieved a measure of livable and inspiring and tolerable Yira, but we've achieved the ability to connect with Hashem at an unprecedented level of connection, and that certainly is an unbelievable schus that can stand us all well. Thank you.